Copperheads, moccasins. I believe that's the extent of the ones that I know about.
All right. To get back to the seafood, what are the kinds that pearls grow in?
Oysters.
And then the little pink one that has a fan tail?
Shrimp.
And using that in the plural, you might say, I'm going to buy several
pounds of shrimp.
Okay. And what is the thing that croaks in the marshes?
Frogs.
How about the big one?
Toad frogs. Bullfrogs.
Bullfrogs are the big one?
Uh-huh, as far as I know, a toad frog is a smaller type frog.
Does it live on land?
Yes, I would say so.
How about those really tiny ones that live in trees, maybe, or come out after a rain?
Tree frog, maybe.
Do you know those?
I'm not real familiar with them, no.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have them here. I've only seen them in East Tennessee. I'm sure they have them other places. Okay. Then the things you dig up to fish with.
Worms.
What are different types of worms?
Well, actually, fish bait. But as far as, I don't know enough about fishing to answer that, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. I know there's red worms and, but I know very little about them.
Okay.
My best friend's husband and we've all has a bait bed and he sells worms.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard of people doing that. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a pretty good business.
Well, he's a mail carrier, but he does that before and after he carries mail.
Mm-hmm. And then the hard-shelled thing that pulls in its legs and its head?
Turtle.
Okay, what is one that lives on land?
Now that I can't answer.
Well, terrapin, does that mean anything?
Uh-huh. It's terrapin, I believe, though. T-E-R-R-A-P-I-N.
Is that a land turtle?
That I'm not sure.
How about tortoise?
Well, I've never seen a tortoise. I've heard more about things made from tortoise shells.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tortoise shell combs and that kind of thing. How about gopher? Would that mean a turtle?
Well, I don't believe from my part of the country that it... I've heard people use it, but I believe it's further down in South Georgia.
Ah, but they do use...
Oh, yeah. Well,
what's the word?
Gopher.
And people further south use that to
use
it. Okay. I wasn't really sure how far north that went.
Mm-hmm.
I know in all over North Florida, and as you say, down in South
mm-hmm.
Georgia, that's very common. How about the little thing that looks like a lobster, but it's freshwater? You turn over a rock and it swims away backwards. They eat them in Louisiana. I've never eaten one, but would like to.
I don't believe I know.
Craw or cray?
Crawfish or crayfish, but now, as far as I know, those two words are not interchangeable. Now, I can't tell you what the difference is, but they
think they're two different things?
That was my impression, but I could be wrong, because crayfish, I thought was spelled C-R-A-Y,
mm-hmm.
and crawfish C-R-A-W.
Yeah, there are the two different spellings.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was just the Yankees said crayfish and Southerners said crawfish.
Well, you might be correct. I've heard crawfish more than I have crayfish, much more.
Okay, the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it, that's a...
gnat, or a candlefly.
Is that the same?
No, a gnat is in the summer, and it flies around your head and other places I've known. A lightning bug flies around the light. You've seen those, haven't
you? Well, aren't those the ones with a light in their tail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.